Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that brings you writing tips and life tips. I'm Sean, and with me, as always, is Carrie Jones, New York Times and international best-selling author and awesome woman.
I'm also Sean's wife, so he has to say that. We always start our podcast with a random thought, and then we go into the writing tip and the dog tip. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy!
Hey, it's Random Thought in the office right now.
Hey, baby.
Sean, my co-podcaster's texting.
Not anymore.
Yeah, huh?
I'm done. Like I told you I would be. But you jumped the gun on me.
Hey, babe. Did you hear? I heard about this. First off, to our listeners, this is the random thought time in which we talk about absolute smack and nothing makes sense, and then we can give some helpful hints about writing. But right now, we just kind of babble. If you don't want to hear us babble, you know, fast forward. So, what we're babbling about today, boo, is a roadrunner hitchhiked to Maine.
What?
Yeah.
How to do that?
I do not know. So there was this roadrunner, right? Like, yep. And it's a bird, not a cartoon. Mm-hmm. And it ended up in Maine, and it's in a bird rehab place. And this story is from Omaha.com, but it somehow got into the back of a storage van.
Yep.
I mean, a moving van into the storage area. And rode all the way to Maine. And when it got to Maine, people were like, oh my God, there's a bird in here. And it wasn't doing all that well because, you know. But,
oh, that's too bad, because I was just going to say, I bet it scared the crap out of whoever went in there first.
It's doing okay.
That's good.
But it lost some weight because it was stuck in the back of a moving van from Las Vegas to Maine, right?
Poor guy, girl.
Yeah, so it's at the Avian Haven right now, and they're trying to figure out, once they get it all back to weight.
Rehab?
How to get it back to Las Vegas.
Wow.
I think it maybe should hitchhike back. But it also made me think about...
Sounds a little dangerous to be an avian hitchhiker.
I know, man. Can you imagine that poor bird, in the back of that thing,
It must have been frightened. I'll say that.
I don't know. Maybe it slept the whole time.
Sometimes?
I don't know. Well, hot in Las Vegas, but up here it was probably it's freezing.
Yeah, especially for that bird.
Good Lord. Oh, it's just in the Southwest, and it's boom, Maine, land of Stephen King, moose, lobster, and snow.
Maybe it had a moving blanket to snuggle up.
I hope so. I hope so. But it made me think about hitchhiking. Have you ever hitchhiked?
I tried. I think I was successful one time, yeah.
Really? Because you're so tall.
That's why
scary.
I had a hard time hitchhiking.
Yeah.
Because I'm big and ugly.
You're not ugly. You're very cute.
People are no.
Well, you look like you could hurt people. You know, I don't think I would pick you up.
But you did. No.
Not in a car. Picked him up, but he never let me go. And now we have a podcast together. Anyway, so I looked up creepy hitchhiking stories.
Yeah.
And there's one, Ranker has a bunch of them, right?
Yeah.
And this person on Reddit, Tor, called The Best Jeans, I guess is their username, allegedly had an old family friend named Nikki.
Yeah.
And Nikki liked to give life advice stories, you know, that kind of person. So she was growing up with this guy's dad in the 80s, right? And she was in her 20s back then. And she's really lovely. And she always wants to help people. She probably would have picked you up, Sean, on the side of the road. And then you probably would have had a little humba humba knowing you. But anyway, so she was going into the city, right?
Yes.
It's like a 2.5 hour trip. And there's this guy walking down, walking along the road, and she getting close, he turns around, he sticks out his thumb, and she pulls over, and she's like, do you need help? Because she's sweet, right?
Yes.
And he's super polite and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, can I have a lift into the city? Which is 2.5 hours away or something. So she's like, sure. And he puts his bag in the back seat and gets inside the car. And they talk and they talk and they talk. And they're this is really going well. hey, let's go to a pit stop and get dinner. And she, like, pays for his dinner. What? But he gets all flustered and awkward, right? But while they had been in the car, he was like, yeah, I don't have a lot of cash. That's why I'm hitchhiking, blah, blah, blah. And so they get to the city. He's like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then like, she's about to get him out of the car downtown. He's like, can I have your phone number so, like, we can catch up someday? And she's like, yeah, I'd love to hear how you're doing, you know? Right?
Yes.
But that was it. Like, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that seems really nice, right?
Yeah.
And then, quote, a week later, she got a phone call from her driving buddy. He didn't let her get a word in edgewise after hello and told her, quote, that she should thank God that she was raised so nice because when he first got in her car, he was planning on raping and murdering her once they got to that pit stop. That he was going to steal her car and dump her body in a ditch further down the road and go on his merry way. But after she talked with him so kindly and treated him to dinner with a smile on his face, he couldn't bring himself to do it.
Holy smokes.
He didn't think he could live with himself after doing that to such a nice lady and to please, please, Nikki, please never ever pick up another hitchhiker. And then he hung up the phone. And she tried, like, recalling it and got the payphone.
Oh, the payphone?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Dude, that's, like, the scariest story ever.
It is.
That, like, it's a scary story that didn't have a bad ending.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's super creepy.
I know, and that's why I wouldn't pick up a big, tall Sean for our hitchhiker.
Well, that guy wasn't.
I know.
Writing tip of the pod.
That was, like, the creepiest story ever.
That was super creepy, dude.
Yeah.
That was, like, a fantastic lesson.
Like, always be nice, but don't be so nice that you actually pick up a hitchhiker.
Sounds like the beginning of a really crazy psychological, like, thriller.
No, I like it the way it is.
Oh, it didn't do great, yes.
I'm happy with that ending.
Hopefully he didn't go out and do anybody else.
Oh, I'm sure he did. All right, so... in this week's podcast, in last week's podcast, right? Yes. We started to talk about how to punctuate dialogue because we're sexy like that.
Yes.
And we're continuing that discussion this
week. Fantastic.
And it's all because Shawnee wanted to. So a great source, again, of how to punctuate dialogue is from the editorsblog.net. And they're calm and they're lovely and they explain things really well, unlike us. And for a reminder... what's our reminder?
A dialogue tag is just the bits like they said, she whispered, or he yelled.
So, let's get started. Again, the more simple ways of punctuating dialogue, the essentials are on last week's podcast, right?
That's right.
Okay, so there's links to that, etc. But you should just listen to every podcast anyway.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Star and like and subscribe and review and tell your friends how much you love us so we won't feel so sad and lonely. All right. So starting off, what's our first kind of dialogue we're going to talk about?
That would be a single line of dialogue with dialogue tag and action.
Right. So for this kind of dialogue punctuation, you've got quotation marks around your dialogue with a dialogue tag following what was said. But before that, right before the end quotation mark, you have a
comma.
And there's no capital letter for that dialogue tag. Why?
Because it's the same damn sentence. That's why. And you can't just randomly capitalize things in there.
Because the grammar police will come get you.
And the period goes at the very end of the action or beat.
So here's an example. Quote, Shawnee is a cutie face, comma, quote, lowercase s, she said, comma, hoping Shawnee would look her way and smile. He just did. So the formula for that is what, boo?
Quotation marks plus capitalized first word plus comma plus end quotation marks plus lowercase first word in the dialogue tag plus comma usually plus action beat plus period.
And again, this is much easier to understand when you see it written out. So go to carriejonesbooks.blog.
Yeah, because these songs are getting involved.
Oh, yeah. Well, so you can switch that around and start off with the action beat and the dialogue tag, which is like this.
Hoping Shawnee would look her way and smile, comma, lowercase s, she said, comma, opening quotation mark.
Ooh, fancy.
Capital S, because Shawnee is a proper noun. Shawnee is a cutie face. Period. Closing quotation.
Very good. So it's an action beat, plus a comma, plus a dialogue tag, plus quotation marks, plus a capitalized first word, plus a period, plus the end quotation marks.
It's a long speech, right?
Yeah, that was a lot. All right. So moving on.
Yes.
Then you have the interrupting dialogue stuff that writers love. Uh-huh. You know, it's like you have the quote, and then in the middle of it's like something else, and then the quote continues on the other side.
Right.
So this is when the dialogue is all the same sentence, but
is interrupted by the dialogue tag.
When that happens, you want a comma before the last quotation marks in the first part of the sentence, and then again after the dialogue tag. So, do you want to read that one, or you want me to?
I think it's better if you read it first.
Okay. Quotation mark. Shawnee is a cutie face, comma, quotation mark, lowercase s, she said, comma, hoping Shawnee would look her way and smile, comma, quotation mark, lowercase b, but he doesn't even notice me, period, end quotation marks.
Poor girl.
It's very sad.
Or, opening quotation marks, we're going to ignore Harry's sadness.
Look at me.
Opening quotation marks, Shawnee is a cutie face, comma, quotation marks, lowercase s, she said, comma, quotation marks, lowercase b, but he doesn't even notice me, period, quotation marks.
So sad. So the formula for that is quotation marks plus capitalized first word plus comma plus end quote plus lowercase first word in the dialogue tag plus comma plus action beat plus comma plus quotation marks plus lowercase first word plus end punctuation, not a comma, plus end quotes. Holy God.
That's a lot. That was the best one, baby. Good job. Whew. You can be a rapper.
What?
A rapper, I said. You just gotta say it a little faster.
I would be the worst rapper in the world. Like,
it'd be like a modern day version of the after school things. Conjunction, junction.
What's your function?
What were those called? Do you remember?
No.
Me neither.
All right. So, two sentences interrupted is our final one we're gonna explain on this podcast.
Ah.
It's exciting.
All right.
So, you can get all emphatic and make the quote that we just said two sentences instead of one because it's dialogue. But it's a little wonky, honestly, and purists are going to get annoyed at you. But when you do that, the first sentence has a period before the end quotes in the dialogue tag. The dialogue tag ends with a period, and the second quote section starts with a capital letter.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot. I know, man. You okay?
Okay, I got it.
All right, you gonna do it?
Sure.
All right.
Opening quotation mark. Shawnee is a cutie face, comma, quotation mark. Lowercase s, she said, comma, hoping Shawnee would look her way and smile. Period.
New sentence.
Opening quotation, capital B, but he doesn't ever notice me. Period. End quote.
You know, I feel kind of resentful after all of this.
Well, maybe you just give up.
I feel like Shawnee should look her way and smile.
He's just playing hard to get.
I don't like that.
Oh.
All right, so the formula for that is sadness plus despair.
Plus yearning.
All right, but the real formula for that is quotation marks plus capitalized first word plus comma plus end quote marks plus lowercase first word in the dialogue tag plus comma plus action/beat plus period plus quotation marks plus capitalized first word plus end punctuation, not a comma, plus end quotation marks. Are your brains fried, boo?
Yeah.
All right.
I gotta go look on the website and read that.
So all in one, our writing tip is be sexy and know your punctuation, man. And then maybe Shawnee will look at you.
Dog tip for life. First off, Sparty said he hopes you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you celebrate it.
Yes.
He did, because he loves him some turkey. Anyways, he was a little a little grumpy after listening to all that. Truly he was.
Well,
and I asked him, what he thought about it, and he's like, dude, just bark.
What?
Yeah.
Does everything be an exclamation point?
Yep, like single words. Opening quote, capital B, bark, exclamation point, end quote.
That doesn't tell a lot, man.
Bark, bark.
And so how does barking make our lives better?
Well, it doesn't. Because it's not sexy dialogue. Hey, thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate your time. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this marvelous podcast with all of your friends.
Hey, the music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist and the song is Summer Spliff by Broke for Free. And we have a new podcast,
Loving the Strain.
And another one, Be Brave Fridays. And?
And? I don't know.
Well, they're available everywhere, babe.
Oh, yeah. You can find them on Carrie's Facebook, Carrie's Twitter, Carrie's LinkedIn.
My blog site. And Amazon.
If you just look up Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book.
You can find us.
You can find her all over the internet.
All over.
Yeah.
That sounds creepy.
Well, I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to. Because then we'll have to redo this next week. And Carrie's publishing a new book at the beginning of every month.
When? Until February, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
All right. Be sure to check them out.
Yay, us. And yay, you. Thanks for surviving this podcast with us.
That's right. Have a wonderful day.